lovely Pisces friends, and welcome to your horoscope for May of 2023. We're Pisces this month. I was actually really excited about everything happening in the Taurus zone. Now, we do experience high energy and stimulation to your intellectual sector at this time every year, but it is action-packed this year. You know, we've got an abundance of planets that are in this area. So it tells me that really, truly, your opportunity to expand your knowledge, share your knowledge, to open your mind to learning possibilities or teaching possibilities or just expressing yourself, whether it's through speaking or written word, is abundantly strong this month. And I think that this is really exciting and really important to you because it allows you to travel, or a message that you have to travel. And that's really a bit of a big deal. So I don't know, I just have this traveling vibration for you happening this month, but you also have been, while we've been in the Scorpio Taurus axes, working in your small local travel and your big international travel zones, your little mind and your big mind, the philosophical beliefs and stuff have really been changing a lot for you. And this month, I think, brings a lot of that energy to the table. Now, we've also got an eclipse happening this month, Pluto going retrograde, Mercury coming direct, Jupiter moving into Taurus. It's just, there's a good time happening, okay? All right, my beautiful Pisces friends, let's jump in here and actually talk about some dates of what's going on this month. So first of all, at the beginning of the month, Pluto is going to go retrograde in the energy of Aquarius. Now, this lights up your 12th house zone, okay? So the first thing I would ask you to do is to think back into March. What was happening around the 23rd of March for you in the 12th house zone? Things that have been hidden, moving in between the worlds, where you've needed to rest, rejuvenate, fall off the grid for just a little bit. Creative things you've been working behind the scenes, things that needed your healing, undoing, behaviors, actions, attitudes that were your own undoing, would lead to your own undoing, right? This sector would have become stimulated, where Pluto was like lighting it up and going, hey, this needs change, or hey, work this, because when we bring it out, it'll bring an abundance of empowerment. Whatever that was for you, take the time now during this retrograde between 0 degrees of Aquarius and 27 degrees of Capricorn to do your research, do your review, search your psyche, you know, be with the energy to let it unfold for you, where now you're going to burn down in one way and you're going to be able to really live this area, especially things that are creative. And they've like, I almost feel like they've been stuck back there. And now you're going to have an opportunity, especially in 2024, to really bring those out. On the 5th, we've got this full moon lunar eclipse happening at 14 degrees of Scorpio, fellow water energy. And this eclipse is the last lunar eclipse in Scorpio. So like I said, we've been looking at this area. You've been looking at this 9th house, publishing, marketing, broadcasting, travel, international travel, change, faith, changes in legal contracts that you've had. You've been looking at it. So this is not new that it is time to end or acknowledge or adjust things, but this is like an illumination. It finally gives you like this exposure emotionally that you've needed to be able to unburden yourself and make these really big changes that have needed to happen here. Maybe you've even been working on them happening here, but you haven't quite been able to get to them. And now these out of the way, you can really jump to this new horizon, this new peak. It's expanded from where you've ever been before, because you've made, I think, some decisions that you wouldn't have made before, okay? When we get to the 7th, we've got Venus moving into the energy of Cancer, again, another fellow water energy, and this lights up your 5th house space. I cannot stress it enough. Venus is an attracting energy. Let Venus do the heavy lifting. Let Venus do the heavy lifting. Call in what you need to nurture play, what you need to nurture your children, what you need to nurture that new product or project that you are taking on, right? Let Venus call in it and be accommodating and be willing to receive what comes that nurtures, that nourishes, that creates security in this particular area as Venus calls it in. I also would ask you, Pisces, to spend some time while Venus is in Cancer, so all the way until June 5th, in your senses, in your 5th house, which is passion, pleasure, play, children, taking a risk, going on a little adventure just because it's fun and it makes you laugh. Be with your senses, right? Shut the world off for a minute and be with your five senses. Where do you need to taste that fruit that's from, you know, way over there? Where do you need to go to the international market and taste the fruit of a place that you've never actually been, but you need to bring that into your space, right? Enjoy the space of your five senses. What do you hear when your children are breathing in the same room with you? What do you hear from their being? Stop and enjoy and bring Venus into the senses of your Cancerian experience and allow it to be Cancerian, cardinal, a new beginning. When we get to the 14th first, we're going to see Jupiter move into the, I just want to talk about Jupiter moving into Taurus, and that is not until the 16th. Stop rushing me, universe. We're going to talk about Mercury retrograde. Mercury is coming direct on the 14th, okay? There, I said it. So we really want to track the full path of this Mercury retrograde starting April 7th. Where it started to slow down pre-retrograde shadow time, went retrograde on April 21st, direct today, fully out of retrograde on May 31st, okay? So now this has been lighting up this third house zone, intellectual things, contracts, conversations. Maybe you even had people come back into your world and you're like, I need to have a conversation with you. You've been talking, you've been collaborating, you've been learning, you've had questions, you've been writing, whatever. And maybe it even felt like there were little, you know, wrinkles in trying to get this done, or wrinkles in trying to communicate, or you needed to reach out to somebody more than once to get the connection going, right? Whatever it is, as Mercury is now direct, you should find a little bit more ease coming to the table around these things, okay? Now, when we get to the 16th, universe, we have got Jupiter moving into the energy of Taurus, again, bringing this expansion to this area. And I really think it opens your mind. Your intellectual sector, your ability to gain and disseminate information, how you breathe, your meditation space, things connected to siblings, travel, all of that. Jupiter expands this, and it hasn't been here for 12 years. So I ask you, Pisces, to back up 12 years. What was happening for you in this zone for you at that time? Because we just live our patterns, but we bring more wisdom. We bring a better seating perspective in order to see situations in a different way each time. Now, the other thing I have to tell you, Pisces, and I was sitting with this thinking about Jupiter coming out of Aries. So coming out of your financial sector, and for some of you, it was big money, big understanding of your value, and that led to big money. And for some of you, I think it's like, it didn't quite happen for me that way, but I sure did spend a lot of money, right? Like whatever it is, I feel like now Jupiter here in the third house has the opportunity to bring a teaching, a connection, a collaboration to you that is big. Like this is the big connection. This is the big thing that actually circles back to some kind of financial connection or decision that I think you can still find yourself benefiting from by the time we're traveling 24, 25. Okay, so I do think it's a big deal. So maybe some of you are launching that website finally, or putting that book out of there, teaching that course, whatever it is. When we get to the 17th, I think it's the biggest day that we have of the year, where Jupiter is going to square Pluto, who's retrograde. And what's happening here is the doorway to the old world that we have all known for a very long time, think pre-pandemic, closes. Now we are solidly in the new world. So the outdated and narrow-minded belief systems that we had, they don't work anymore. We were tasked with major revisions to how we do things, what we believe, what guides and governs us at this time, because what we reshape here and what we reshape over the next years is really going to have longevity to it. This is going to be the new solid bedrock that we build communities, lives, and our own personal influence on as well. So it's a very big day. Now, to help seal that stamp in, we have got a new moon happening on the 19th at 28 degrees of Taurus. So here you're going to want to plant your seeds of intention in this third house. Where do you want to travel? What information do you want to teach? What do you want to learn? Where do you want to expand your thinking in some way, shape, or form? Where do you want to be more productive? You know, any of these kinds of things can be really helpful at that time. Where do you need to sign contracts? Long-term, change your life level contracts, okay? On the 20th, we're going to see Mars move into the energy of Leo. And this is, again, in that productivity zone. So the sixth house is about daily routine. So mundane things. It's not the job that you have. It's the things that you do while you're doing that job. It's very mundane. Brushing your teeth, the way you go to work, taking care of yourself, how we think about ourselves. What does our mental daily routine life look like? Physical health and well-being. So with Mars here, you have a bit more energy to get things done. Be physically fit, you know, jazzercise till your eyelashes fall off. Whatever it is for you, there's just a productivity energy. But I also think about Jupiter being in this third house space for you. So it's kind of this vibration to me that is like, I'm busy. I have stuff to do. And I might even be meeting that through conflict, right? Like, I've never been busy like this. I've never needed to make so many decisions. I've never needed to do so much, right? And so you're having to kind of have a breakdown in order to have a breakthrough, but you are capable. You can do it. You absolutely, Mars here will help you be productive. And if you needed to make decisions, if some people have to be fired, this will help you be able to have the courage, I think, to make those decisions. As we close the month, we are going to see the sun move into the energy of Gemini. So of course, first of all, pattern back a year. What happened for you last year when the sun was in Gemini? Because we come to the same place every season. So what was happening for you at that time, right? What did your home zone look like? Home, family, real estate, property. Have you moved? Has your family structure changed? Did you renovate something? What is it? Because that's really what we're going to focus in into the season all the way until June 21st. So remember too, though, Gemini season can be, it's a mutable energy like you are. So it can kick up the anxiety or the worry. So I really want you grounding into how do you breathe? How do you bring your nervous system? If you can, once or twice a day or even a week, get into a dark room, nothing on. Just let your body melt into the floor so that your nervous system can relax. This will do you a lot of good during Gemini season as well, instead of kicking the anxiety into high gear, okay? All right, my beautiful fresh, I hope you have an absolutely glorious month. I look forward to hearing from you no matter where you're at in your journey. No matter where you're at, it's hard and you're struggling, you could use some encouragement and you are living your best life, the whole best life. Whatever it is, share with us in the comment section down below. I have to tell you, one of the things that I love the most about, first of all, reading your comments is watching how you guys love and support each other here, and that feels like a miracle to me. So I love you guys. Have a great month, and I'll see you in June. Bye, everyone.